Okay, here comes another one, I think from a beginner. Can I cast spells that will make someone more attracted to me?
Reference the boyfriend story.
Yeah.
Sure you can, if you want to deal with the consequences of it.
Right. Well, how about making yourself look more...
making yourself look more attractive in general. Sure.
Or more appealing, or maybe a spell that brings your inner beauty out more so that it's more tangible to people.
Definitely. Definitely. You can do spells to, you know, not necessarily like on TV and in movies. They call it a glamour.
Right.
I mean, certainly it's not a good idea to try to cast a spell to put a mask over yourself.
Right.
That type of a thing. But definitely doing spells to increase your confidence and to bring out your inner beauty and to allow you to have the self-confidence you need to whatever it is, to lose weight, to stop smoking, to stop drinking, whatever it might be that will help you be more beautiful.
Right.
Anything to enhance yourself in a very positive way is a great thing to do. It's wonderful to do that.
Yeah.
And also, if you're... you know, your concerns are about being attractive, about attracting people, the best idea, instead of doing any kind of a spell that's going to attract a certain person or make you attractive to a certain person, is going to be to do a spell that's going to help you attract someone in general,
right?
A someone or someones who are going to be good for you.
Okay.
Who have the type of characteristics that you desire. Hopefully they're not, like, you know, real superficial ones, because magic doesn't tend to answer to, you know, I want to date somebody with a lot of money.
Right.
But, you know, think about the type of person you want. What are their inner qualities? What kind of strengths do they have? What's their character like? And then just, you do spells that will attract that type of person who will also be good for you.
Yeah.
Because you might... be, you know, you might have these characteristics that you think are great, and you say, yeah, this is exactly the type of person I want. But, you know, when it comes to our psychology, we're also often attracted to people who, you know, aren't great for us, who
right.
can screw us around.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, relationships have a lot of problems.
Yeah, exactly.
People date a lot before they find somebody to marry, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea to really throw in there the most important part of the spell, being to attract somebody who's really good for you.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
And who you can be good for also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know Rose, you know, she's put together this course, and one of the spells that she has, it's a love spell, but she makes a point. It's a poppet love spell, and she makes a point, don't decorate, you know, the poppet of who you're trying to attract for it to be a specific person. You want to imbue it with energies that will attract someone with certain qualities, not a specific person. So she makes a, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe the poppet is a representation of romantic love in general.
Right.
The specific type of romantic love that you desire.
Right. Caring, intelligent, you know, different qualities. Yeah.
Right, right. But yeah, once you've got a face on that thing or a name to it,
yeah
you're going to suffer the consequences like I did.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can learn from your mistakes. So.
I hope so. I hope so. If I can help, you know, like they say, if I can help just one person out there, it'll all be worth it.
Yeah, there you go.